Who is the supreme friend, always helpful in times of need? Mindfulness of the spiritual instructions learned through study and contemplation. Okay, so who is the supreme friend, always helpful in times of need? Mindfulness of the spiritual instructions learned through study and contemplation. Now, some of you said the spiritual mentor, but the spiritual mentor isn't necessarily always going to physically be there. Yeah, mentally in your guru yoga practice, they're there. But that is part of following the spiritual instructions learned from contemplation and studying contemplation. Okay? So, you know, your teacher actually physically being there, we don't know, but in order to, you know, create that feeling of support and in order to figure out, you know, how to deal with our own problems, we have to remember the teachings that we've learned from our teacher and then think about them and put them into practice and study and learn them well. And then when there's time of need, we'll be able to figure out what to practice, and we'll be able to practice it instead of just going like, oh, I've been studying Dharma for 15 years and, you know, now, I don't know, my parents died and I don't know what to do. I just feel devastated. You know, if you're in that shape, then something throughout those 15 years hasn't, you know, you've been overlooking something at that point, you know? So the idea is whatever we learn, first of all, we have to make an effort to learn the teachings. And then we should take the teachings home with us and think about them. Start putting them into practice right away. And then when situations arise, we already have some familiarization with those techniques and we can remember them and put them into use. Or if you can't remember at that very moment, what I do is my 911 to the Buddha, you know, and just think like, okay, if the Buddha were here and I presented my problem, or if my teacher were here and presented my problem, what advice would they give? And then that forces me to think of the teachings that I've heard. You know, because when we have a problem, our teacher isn't going to give any advice other than the teachings, you know. And to think of, you know, what teachings to put in practice at what time in our lives, and to be able to figure that out ourselves when we don't have somebody right next to us who can help us. Okay? So that's why it says the supreme friend, always helpful in times of need. Yeah. And so that's turning back on ourselves, isn't it? You know, the supreme friend isn't outside. It's, you know, our own internal practice, our own internal connection with the Dharma that we've developed over the years. And that's what we really need to rely on. Yeah. Because otherwise, every time we have a problem, you know, then, which is like daily, then we're lost. Yeah? And I find this, you know, it's surprising to me, well, it doesn't surprise me anymore, but it used to, that like people, we would have a retreat, for example, on helping the dying and the recently deceased. I give all the instructions on how to do things before somebody dies, after somebody dies, da 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 da. And then a few months later, somebody who was at the retreat would write and say, my aunt, my uncle, whoever it was, just died, what do I do? And it's like their mind completely, you know, blank at that moment, you know, because of the shock of somebody, a dear one, dying. But that's the precise time when we need to really rely on our practice. Yeah. So I give them instructions again, but, you know, what would happen if I weren't there when they called? Okay. Well, what would they do? You know, so we need to be able to learn these things and remember them, and remember to apply them when we have a problem. Yeah, not just keep them as nice antidotes written in our notebooks that we put somewhere and never look at again. Okay, but you know, so the word mindfulness here, mindfulness of the spiritual instructions, the word mindfulness is the same word as for memory. Okay, so remembering the spiritual instructions learned through study and contemplation. I know for myself, sometimes it'll happen, you know, when I do my little 9-1-1, I'll get a specific thing, meditate on death, meditate on the kindness of others, whatever it is. And once in a while, I'll just hear, you know, when my mind's spinning, Lama Yeshe will just say, keep it simple, dear. And, you know, like, yeah, that's it. Why am I making things very complicated?